You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Style or substance? Maestro, what do you think is more important, style or substance?
Style. You know, anybody can dive into a pool, but if you can do it, you know, like with a cannonball, wouldn't that be better?
You know, I can do the cannonball. That's about the only dive I
cannonball,
can do.
The can opener?
Yeah, the can opener, because the only other thing I've ever tried to do was like the head first dive,
yep.
And it always turned into a belly flop. And so I gave that up pretty quick, because that hurt too much, man. And my rather large belly hitting that ground, or that water, feels like you're hitting ground.
That's a style all to itself.
That is true. But lest we get too deep in the weeds talking about diving techniques, let's get on with today's real topic, and that's career callings and about your career and the calling for your career that God has given you. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our mission at Career Callings is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has created you to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email. Phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Not too long ago, I knew of three gentlemen who all died within a pretty short time of each other. Two of the men were successful businessmen. And the third guy was a faithful employee of the local government in the town that I live in. All were victims of cancer, and all left loved ones behind. And I learned of two of those three deaths in the same day. The other death I learned about a day or two later. And when I learned about those first two deaths, I was jolted into remembering that many of us live in a fantasy world. We live in a world filled with style, not so much substance. And we place value on things that have no lasting value. I mean, we chase dreams that have no real substance to speak of. We live life that, we live life like the here and now is what matters most, when nothing could be further from the truth. The here and now will end for us sooner than we think. When it does, we'll take nothing with us into the next life, but the record of the deeds we have done in this life. Our riches will not follow us. Our fame will not join us. Our entertainment will not keep us company. Only us and our works, whether they be good or evil, will stand alone with us before the great Creator once we've left this earth behind. So as we go about trying to figure out how to spend our time on this planet, vocationally speaking, not just off the job, but on the job as well, we have to ask ourselves the penetrating question. We have to step aside from the hustle and bustle of the everyday and ask ourselves this penetrating question. What am I doing with my life, and why am I doing it? I was just watching a video not too terribly long ago, this particular gentleman who was speaking about his experience at a recent college reunion. He had gone to college at Yale. And he was at his 20th college reunion with his fellow folks from Yale, and 80% of the people there were extremely well off financially, had great jobs, three houses, gazillions of cars, and 80% of them were miserable. The other 20% who had all that stuff finally did have somewhat of a handle on the answer to this question: what am I doing with my life, and why am I doing it? So this is a question that plagues a lot of people. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic world you come from or what you're actually doing today. lots of people struggle with this. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon addressed all this by equating everything on earth with vanity, everything on earth with falsity and emptiness, except for one thing: fearing God and keeping His commandments. And if our answers to the questions above are anything but fearing God and keeping His commandments, then we are living under the delusion that something else besides God's service has value. Only obedience to God has value, which means following God's ways is the only substantive path any of us can follow. And that means in your career, too. If the reason you chose your career is because of the money it brings and only the money it brings, if you don't see it as a Christian, if you don't see it as a way to fulfill God's purposes in your life and to bring other people in your sphere of influence to the Lord, chances are after a while of making so much money, you're going to feel a little empty, a little miserable, just like those folks referred to by that speaker in that video I just mentioned. Remember the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 through 14. And I'm quoting here from the Amplified Bible version of the Bible. Here we go. All has been heard. The end of the matter is this: fear God, revere and worship Him, knowing that He is, and keep His commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of His creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun. And it's the whole duty for every man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it's good or evil. End quote. When it comes to your career, whose purposes are you trying to fulfill with your daily work? Are you trying to fulfill yours? Are you trying to fulfill God's? If you're a born-again Christian, if you at one point in your life understood that you're a sinner deserving of hell, that you cannot earn your way to heaven, that the only way to heaven is to stop loving your sin, to stop hugging your sin, and to turn your back on your sin so that you can hug Jesus Christ, love your Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and accept Christ's free gift of salvation, made possible only by His death, burial, and resurrection. If you came to that conclusion and made that decision at some point in your life, then the only things God will reward you for when you see Him in heaven are the things you did to accomplish His goals for your life. And that includes what you're doing with your career life. Because aren't you going to spend most of your waking hours in your career? Absolutely. So what are you doing for Him? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you don't need to be worried about your career purpose right now. What you need to be worried about is your eternal home. And you can get that right. You need to get that right first. You can turn your back on your sin, confess Christ as Lord, and then accept His free gift of salvation. And in dealing with the question of what you're supposed to do with the rest of your life will be a little less harder for you to answer if you get your salvation and your eternity dealt with correctly first. So just wanted to kind of challenge you in this segment here today with this question. You know, look, is your life filled with style or is it filled with substance? And the Bible is teaching us through the book of Ecclesiastes that the only thing we do on this planet that has substance is to fear God and keep His commandments. And that includes doing so with our daily work. Anything else is nothing more than style, which is what the book of Ecclesiastes calls vanity, vapor, futility. And the question I have to ask myself a lot of times, the question you have to ask yourself a lot of times, to stay in check and to make sure that we're not missing the mark is, today, am I living for style or am I living for substance? Great question to ask yourself on a regular basis. Now, as you begin to ask yourself questions like that, am I living for style or am I living for substance, the Lord may start directing you towards a different type of career than what you're involved with today. And a great little article I found on the web not long ago by a guy named William Aruda, who's a contributor to Forbes.com. He wrote an article called Five Online Job Search Tools You Can't Afford to Overlook. So, Maestro, as we think about taking this job and shoving it...
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Yeah, is about taking this job and shoving it in pursuit of the direction that God is showing us. It might be helpful to know about these five online job search tools you can't afford to overlook. Now, some of them are things you probably have heard of before, but some of them are things I have never heard of before, and I wanted to make sure I shared with you. And we're not talking about the normal search tools that most people think about, like Monster.com and CareerBuilder.com. We're talking about some other things here. And here's what we talk about in particular, what we're talking about in particular. As William Aruda writes, more and more hiring managers use the web to source candidates and make the hire without ever posting the job opening. So if you want to be prepared to be able to harness opportunities in that way from people who are searching the web, you have to have your online presence set up in such a way to where it grabs someone's attention. In a good way, not in a bad way. As we've learned on previous shows, you can certainly have an online presence that will tend to drive hiring managers away from you, not towards you. So the question is, what can you do to actually make them be drawn to you and not pushed away from you? Of course, the centerpiece of any business online presence is LinkedIn. And if you don't already have a LinkedIn profile, you need to create one. And your LinkedIn profile can help you get found, and it allows decision makers, hiring managers, and recruiters to validate what you say about yourself. But just having a profile won't help you stand out by itself. You need to have a stellar profile that helps differentiate yourself from other people who may be seeking the same type of work that you would like to seek. Your headline, your headshot, summary of the most important elements of who you are and what you do and what you've done needs to be properly articulated on your LinkedIn profile. It can't just be your name and where you work. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more like telling people what you're doing now to bring value to the world that you're interacting with, the world you're engaged with, and as you provide insight in how you're creating value where you are now, that will make it more attractive to hiring managers maybe checking you out to see what kind of value you can bring to them. Now, another idea that is growing more and more in usage is to have your own personal domain name. For example, RobbieRomeiser.com or whatever name that you have, .com, .org, .net. Having your own domain name shows that you're serious about your brand, and it makes it easier for you to send people to the content you want them to see. And we'll give you some ideas on how to use that personal domain name to send them exactly to the content you want them to see when we get back from the break in just a few minutes. So hang on tight and come back to learn more about five online job search tools you can't afford to overlook.
When you listen every weekday to the Eric Metaxas Show, you'll hear from the people making news. Plus, we'll talk to some of the more surprising voices in contemporary Christian life. And did I mention fun? Yeah, I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm trying to pioneer a new kind of talk radio. So join me every weekday for the Eric Metaxas Show. You'll never think about radio quite the same way again.
Tonight at 10 on Christian Talk 92.9.
I'm sitting here on location with Blake Burrow of the Knights of Siena Fencing School. And Blake, tell me how you see Teach Me Morpheus benefiting your business.
I have a lot of students, and not everybody either has the time or the ability to take private lessons. And some of the kids would like to practice at home. It is a way for them to make sure that the things that they are practicing are being done the exact same way that they learned in class. For me, as a revenue stream, I only have so many hours in the day to be able to give private lessons. So now people can purchase them at home, and now instead of just serving one person at a time, I could serve as many people that want to learn something about fencing are now my customers.
Help your customers make money for your organization. That's what TeachMeMorpheus.com, a new online learning platform, can do for your business or nonprofit. To learn more, check out TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO. That's TeachMeMorpheus.com, referral code HISRADIO.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? Come on, I'll be down in a heartbeat.
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than $18,000 a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
Listen for a life-changing message for you and someone you know. We're Christian Talk 660. Tell a friend.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart-connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, my place in this world right now is to be right here with you talking about your career calling. Welcome back to Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser. And at Career Callings, our purpose is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email. Phone or text at 864-381-7649, 867-6649. Or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. Five online job search tools you cannot afford to overlook when beginning that next job search that the Lord is calling you to look into. So we mentioned right before the break that you need to start with a good LinkedIn profile, not one that just lists your name and where you work, but also does a good job of describing what kind of value you are bringing to the people you're interacting with today. And then that way, people who are hiring managers, searching the web, looking for talent, if they run across you, if they in particular purposefully seek you out, they can see from your LinkedIn profile how you are creating value where you are today, which will be a good indication of how you might be able to help them create value should they bring you on with them. Now, we were just talking about the wisdom of having a personal domain name, robbieromeiser.com.net.org, something like that, and that enables you to give or to brand yourself and makes it easier for you to send people to the content you want them to see. And there's no requirement that you have to actually have your own website with that web address. You could simply forward that web address to your LinkedIn profile. Or perhaps you want to start a branded.me page. Branded.me is an interesting little website that I just learned about not long ago. I would suggest you take a look at that. And there you can actually create an online presence that will actually be a supplement to your LinkedIn profile and enable you not only to talk about what value you create for people, but it will actually give you a space to write stories and share your experiences, giving you an opportunity to even create more value for the people checking you out online. So branded.me, you can send them to a YouTube channel. If you happen to have a YouTube channel where you have videos demonstrating what kind of value you bring to the world where you are now, you could send them to that by forwarding your domain name to that, or maybe to your Twitter profile. If you are a thought leader and you use Twitter quite a bit to share thoughts with people, then you could use your personal domain name to send them to your Twitter profile. Now, this one was new to me, and I thought that was pretty interesting. It's a website called Google Alerts. You can actually go to Google Alerts, and of course, as always, I will link to these websites and these tools on my own website, careercallings.net/radio. Also with a free copy of today's broadcast. And Google Alerts helps you stay on top of when you show up on the web. For example, you could type in your name, your first name and your last name inside quotation marks. And after you sign up with Google Alerts, you'll be overwhelmed, or you'll be at least notified by Google with notifications for every time your first name and or your last name shows up. And then you'll be able to kind of monitor how your name's popping up on the web. And if you're starting to see negative ways that it's coming up on the web, you can do what you can to address those issues. ZoomInfo.com is another source. According to David Perry and Mark Haluska, authors of Hiring Greatness, a book called Hiring Greatness, most recruiters now use ZoomInfo to source and evaluate candidates. So it's a web portal that aggregates content from various places you show up online and then creates a profile for you. Whether you wanted to do so or not, it's creating one for you. And it happens automatically. And you want to be able to monitor your ZoomInfo profile to make sure it's accurate and to make sure it conveys what you want people to know about you. And the good news is that you can go into ZoomInfo, claim your profile, and then refine it to make sure it's correct and compelling. Last of these online tools that William Aruda has written about in his article, 5 Online Job Search Tools You Can't Afford to Overlook, is Brand Yourself. Brand Yourself helps you look better in Google. Brand Yourself analyzes your profile or website and then provides specific steps you can take so you can rank higher in Google's search results. They also alert you when significant changes happen to your Google results so you can keep your profile current and relevant. If you're looking for a job or want to be the ideal passive candidate, check out all of these tools by going to careercallings.net/radio and linking to William Aruda's article on Forbes.com, 5 online job search tools you can't afford to overlook. And that's another edition of Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it.
Maestro, 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 I must ask you another question, and here it is, sir. What do you think is the number one skill that the 8 best jobs in America share?
Reading and writing.
That would be 2 skills, sir. We're looking for just
writing.
1. Oh, writing. Okay. Writing. Do you really have a clue, or are you just guessing completely? You're just...
I'm right, aren't I?
By the look on your face, you are definitely guessing. Although I probably would have guessed something similar to that. That would be a wrong answer, though. That is not the number one
skill.
Communication skills. Getting closer.
Speed in the 40.
Speed in what?
How fast are you in the 40?
No. How fast can you run the 40-yard? No, we're not talking about that. All right.
I give up.
I think you need to give up because those are pretty awful guesses. So let me just tell you the truth. Let me tell you what the reality is here. Glassdoor.com recently came out with a list of 25 best jobs in America for 2016. 11 of those jobs pay an average of over $100,000 a year. Of those 11, 8 have the word manager in their title. But it's not the traditional type of manager that you think about, not the traditional type of manager work you think about in these types of jobs. Here are the names of the titles of these eight jobs that are referred to in this article by J.T. O'Donnell, found again this time on Inc.com. It's entitled The 8 Best Jobs in America Share This Skill. And here are the 8 jobs: tax manager, engagement manager, product manager, analytics manager, software development manager, product development manager, finance manager, and strategy manager. Now, even though they all have the term manager in them, the key thing here is that all the jobs have some direct way of saving or making a company money. So the person doing the job, one of these jobs, must have the ability to know if they're adding value to the organization, which means when they do their job well, they have to have the ability to demand to create a situation where they're improving the bottom line for the company. So, in other words, you have to know how. The number one skill for these top jobs is knowing how you create value for other people. We actually kind of referenced that in our previous article review, and it's a common theme. If you need to know what it is that God created you to bring value to the world with, what kind of skills He gave you, what kind of passions He gave you, what kind of motivations He gave you, and then use those for His glory and for the betterment of other people. And once you can identify what kind of value you bring to others, then you can find the work that God's called you to do that will financially reward you for creating that value He made you to do. So that's the common skill for the 8 best jobs in America, is understanding and showing how you can create value for the company you want to go to work for. Now, ran across a story from a guy that was very profound. It's actually entitled The Most Powerful Lesson I've Ever Learned in Business. This is a very profound piece of information, Maestro. Since it is such a profound piece of information, I think we need a proper introductory profundity. Yes, that is how did you know that was profound enough?
That's how I bring value to the show.
And yes, you bring much value to not only this show, but all the others that you have your greasy little fingers involved in. Profound, the most powerful lesson I've ever learned in business by Mike McHugh, co-founder of a online community, or actually an online news reporting app called Flipboard. I don't know if you've ever heard of Flipboard. I discovered Flipboard a year or two ago, and it's a fantastic way to aggregate online reading material. And he was one of the co-founders of a company called Tell Me that came out around 1999. Tell Me was founded. And Tell Me actually sold to Microsoft in 2007. Early, and what it basically does is you can actually call their phone number and get weather forecasts, brief news and sports summaries, business searches, and so on. So before the iPhone, world of iPhones and things of that nature came about, you could get a lot of the same kind of app reporting by calling their phone number and getting this stuff on the telephone as opposed to having something in your hands to do it with. So it's a little bit ahead of its time, and it took a while to grow, but it did grow. Well, early on in its infancy, AT&T, one of the biggest customers for Tell Me, gave an ultimatum to the folks who started Tell Me. We want you to change what you're doing and let us be your only major customer, or we're going to compete against you. And so Mike McHugh was writing in this article about the decision as a startup to either A, take AT&T's ultimatum and change what they were doing, and become profitable, because at that moment they were not profitable. Change what they were doing and become profitable, or stand up to the big dog and fight AT&T. Now, as they were deliberating this question, there were equal arguments on both sides. And what they really used to figure out what to do was a process that he called asking questions about first principles. And the first principles just means this: ask questions to find out what you know to be true about that situation. Question number one they asked themselves was this: can we do what we've been doing and do what AT&T wants us to do at the same time? The answer was no. So they had to choose one path or the other. They couldn't be both. The next question was, well, if we made the transition from what we're doing now to what AT&T wants us to be, how long will it take? The answer was 2 years. They couldn't survive in a transition doing two things that they, you know, for 2 years when they only had the ability to do one thing. The third question they asked was this: if we decide not to take AT&T's ultimatum, how long would it take them to actually be able to compete with us? And the answer was, it'll take millions of dollars and years of time to actually compete with us. And after they went through that process of determining what they knew to be true, it became clear the path they should take is to stand their ground and let AT&T compete. AT&T did try to compete, and then they folded that division because they couldn't compete, and Tell Me was actually able to survive and win the day. As you seek out your career calling, find out what's true, ask God to show you what's true about your situation, and use the answers to those questions to guide your path. CareerCallings.net/radio.